None of the concepts seemed difficult or profound, but instead had a very strong ring of truth about them and were serving to open up my mind. I was enjoying a frenzy of learning and awareness. I would find myself a comfortable spot in the woods out behind the center and spend a few minutes relaxing and enjoying the scenery. My mind would start to wander and become attached to the trees, the wind, the flowers, or whatever was around. I would begin to lose awareness of my conscious, physical self and slip into a waking dream state of observation. I begin with taking three deep breaths very slowly, holding each one in for a moment and then releasing the air very slowly. This served to calm the body down and begin the focus of attention on the breath, which is directly connected to the life force. My attention to breath got me in touch with my life force as it flowed in and out of me. After taking the deep breaths, I would feel a calmness and tranquility come over me, which allowed me to begin the move from my conscious mind to my subconscious. During my stay in Switzerland, I used the routine that I developed when I was a kid since it had always worked for me. I used it to tune into when I was learning. Here's how it works. It is my intention to let my mind go traveling without any interference from my physical self. I assume the role of an observer, like viewing a movie. I see myself walking into a small movie theater with just a few seats. I sit down in the middle seat of the front row. I'm the only person in the theater. It's very dark and quiet, just like a normal movie house. When I sit down, I notice that the movie screen is very large and white. It's only a few feet in front of me, and there is a large red knob just below the screen that turns it on. I have programmed myself over the years to know that once I turn the red knob, the movie will start, and I can observe whatever is playing that day. Sometimes I will just turn the screen on and watch whatever comes on, or maybe I will want to continue a movie I have seen before, or perhaps I want to know something from the past or future. It's all there. There is a brief pause as I tell myself very firmly, "Now, I will turn the red knob which will start the movie, and no other thoughts may come into my mind." I put myself in the role of an observer, who may only watch and not participate. This is very important because if I allow any of my own thoughts to come in or influence the movie, the information cannot be trusted. I have also discovered that if I interject my own thoughts into the movie, they will usually be thoughts that are wishful thinking, desire, fear, or ego from my conscious mind. The movie screen must become a source of information to be observed only. I take a brief pause to get ready, and then reach forward and turn the red knob. Now I sit back and enjoy the show. Once the knob is turned and I'm in the observation mode, all attention is on the screen. No other thoughts are allowed. If I feel a thought creep in, I order it out immediately. It's important that I have strong discipline with myself if this is to work. The process of putting myself in an observation mode with no outside thoughts is very rewarding for my subconscious and then connect to outside knowledge of the past and future and creates a movie for me that I have never seen. If I let my own thoughts come in, it becomes daydreaming and wish fulfillment, and that's not what I'm after. The screen is usually blank for a minute or two, but I keep my concentration on it with no thoughts. The trick is to go blank and wait. I just concentrate on the white screen, with no expectations or involvement. Soon the screen will start talking to me in sound and pictures. The movie is beginning. At first it may just be a flash of light or a passing image. Whenever something starts, I make sure I'm watching with that same feeling that I have when I watch a movie for the first time. I don't know what is going to happen next. I am just an observer and I am not going to get involved. If I make no attempt to add any thoughts or direction of my own, I'm in for a pleasant experience of creative thought. As the movie begins to show itself, it may not be recognizable at first, especially if I ask myself to see something in particular, like a past life or a future vision. But I remain in my observation mode and things get better. It's very exciting as I realize that I am seeing things for the first time. My subconscious mind is actually creating images for me and drawing information from different sources, including my past, my future, and my higher and older self, Other life forms could also be sending me an impression or two. In my case, I was interested in the Pleiadian information, so I pre-programmed myself to see anything in connection to the Pleiadian contacts. I was happy to find many new images relating to my childhood dreams of the great, white-haired warrior who seemed so familiar. I had related these dreams to Billy and Bruni and was told these were the images of ancient Lyran warriors. These dreams were common when I was a kid, and I had never made any connection to what they might mean. But here in the woods of Switzerland I was once again back in ancient times, somewhere on a faraway world, fighting great battles with high technology. I was very tall, around 15 feet. My body was thin, but well muscled. My long, white hair hung halfway down my back and served as a flag to the men who followed me, for I was always on the front line leading the charge. I could feel an attitude of invincibility as I pushed forward with no fear. My arms were covered with bracelets of technology that obeyed my mental commands, firing tremendous weapons of destruction. I moved forward slowly, burning the air and ground in front of me as another world fell under my attack. Overhead were the large, flying warships that would soon land once my men had taken control of the situation. There had been many worlds succumbing to the forces of my power. I led the way for my race to dominate hundreds of worlds and control the galaxy. Childish dreams, perhaps. But my movies tell the story of ancient Lyra all too well. 40 years before I had ever heard of the Pleiadian contacts or read Billy's notes, I had already seen much of the Lyran history without knowing it was connected to Lyra. Here in the Swiss forest, my daydreams were connected to a past that lay deep inside of me somewhere. I had dreamed all of these thoughts years ago when I was little and they were still with me, but more vibrant and in depth than ever before. I returned to the forest whenever I could to create more movies. The more I did this, the more in depth the movies would become. They were serving as a teaching mechanism to allow me to work out new ideas and concepts that I was learning. I could play them out here on my movie screen as real experiences. It was very stimulating when the movie was so vivid and so many things come to me from out of nowhere. Many of my movies were seeing Billy having contacts with the Pleiadians in their beam ships. I would feel like I was eavesdropping on their conversations, and sometimes wondered if I was really there. Quite often I would be concerned that Billy and Samjays might be able to sense my presence. Sometimes it seemed so real that I thought I might be able to join in the conversation. On several occasions I would get direct images from the Pleiadians in the form of thoughts or ideas, which would encompass entire concepts or ideas for me to think about. The fact that I was keeping my own input out of the movies made it exciting, for I was sure the ideas were coming from a source other than myself. The contact notes were starting to feel more and more like experiences that I had lived or experienced before. I felt no connection to the Pleiadians themselves. I have never had the idea that I may have lived on a Pleiadian world or actually had any physical contact with them. It was just that the stories, ideas, and concepts that they talked about all seemed so familiar. I must have had some involvement at some level somewhere in the past for all of this to seem so real and easy to understand. The future movie. Since I was very interested in the future, many of the movies I would create were about the events that were going to happen on Earth. Some of the more interesting ones were about events I saw happening over the next 20 to 50 years. Here are some of the future visions that I have had. Community: the problems of running America will become too much for the government. They will not be able to maintain control much longer. Small communities will appear in rural areas that refuse to follow the federal system. They will make their own rules, for survival reasons. These communities will produce new inventions in energy and health control that have been suppressed for years. A community system of barter will spring up, as well as the issuance of new community money that becomes the denomination for this new culture. New forms of local government will be invented that really are government by the people, for the people. Politics. The end of more than 200 years of American politics is just around the corner. I see politicians fleeing the cities and even the country as Washington is overrun by angry mobs. An attempt will be made to use international troops to hold off the angry mobs, but it won't work, and the government will fall. A new constitution will have to be created so the people feel like a new day is coming. Scandal will rock the country as the public discovers how the rich have bankrupted America and taken the money abroad. Several rich and powerful people will be killed in public by angry and outraged citizens. A secret room will be discovered under the White House that will expose how the American people have been lied to over the years. It will contain the secrets of how John Wilkes Booth escaped after killing President Lincoln. Other secrets involving World War II, President Kennedy, and George Washington will be discovered and brought to the public. Flooding, a tidal wave will hit Southern California and wash over Long Beach. The wave will be several hundred feet high and will extend completely out into the desert, leaving Palm Springs underwater. A new waterway will be formed from the Salton Sea all the way to San Diego. Most of the water will recede and leave Los Angeles covered in mud and debris. Those who survived the flood will try to save the city and begin to clean it up. This is a bad idea because after they clean it up, the city will be hit again by earthquakes. War with aliens. There will be a steady increase in the sightings of alien spacecraft, so many that the government can no longer hide it. There will be a mass sighting near a military base, and the American Air Force will shoot down one of the alien craft. The ETs will react and wipe out most of our air bases all across the country. People will be screaming in the night as large, round alien craft will be floating over the cities of America. Many people will disappear. The alien activity will not last very long because peaceful ETs like the Pleiadians will run them off. The islands of California. Over the next 30 years, a series of floods and earthquakes may leave the southern half of California split up into several islands. The disaster will come at a time when the fragmented American government cannot help. Southern California will decide to leave the Union and be the first state to become its own republic once again. It will soon be joined by the northern part of the state, and the California flag will fly over its new capital in a small town somewhere east of San Francisco. The new Republic of California will flourish once it is on its own. New breakthroughs in energy, communications, and health will be manufactured in the new Los Angeles, built in the Mojave Desert. These products will provide free energy for man and eliminate disease and increase the life expectancy to more than 150 years. News of these breakthroughs will spread around the planet and change the way we live on Earth. This new republic will be the role model for a new generation who will be the leaders of Earth by the year 2050. Uncovering ancient cities. Ancient cities under the ocean will be uncovered that existed over 10,000 years ago. Written documents about our history will be discovered, as well as drawings and plans for weapons that were used at the time of Atlantis in Egypt. They will discover more underground rooms under the Sphinx, containing treasures and information that will tell us about life on Earth for the past 12,000 years, causing anthropology to be rewritten. Giant tunnels will be found in South America, leading to still inhabited cities which are thousands of years old. The end of New York. New York City is hit with a series of disasters, beginning with more terrorist attacks that ruin the subway system. Earthquakes in the Atlantic will cause flooding that will roll over Manhattan Island, Queens, and Brooklyn. The city will be underwater and will have to be abandoned. Its ruins will stand for years, since there is no way to reclaim the land. The tops of the Empire State Building and some of the other skyscrapers will still be sticking out of the water and will become small cities for the homeless, who live by sailing small boats to shore for food. Accidents in the sky with technology during testing of high defense systems in orbit around Earth, there will be an accident that will ignite the air, causing the fire to be seen for thousands of miles. The atmosphere will be burned and unbreathable for years. The infected air will float around the planet, causing major loss of life and many new diseases. Other countries will rise up in anger at the apparent stupidity of the US military. The food goes bad. The oxygen content of our atmosphere gets so low that our food no longer has much nutritional value to it. People will survive off of food grown underground or in water. The process of photosynthesis will become so weak that trees and plants cannot make enough oxygen to keep us healthy. New diseases will flourish that we cannot fight, and people will be left to die where they fall because everyone is afraid to touch them. The oceans will become lifeless pools of death and cease to supply us the oxygen we need. Panic will break out as millions starve and kill each other over food. Underground cities. Governments and military will hide out in the huge underground cities that they have been building for years. Their plan is to ride out the difficult times and take over the surface later. This plan backfires as earthquakes destroy most of the cities. It is discovered that the secret government has been covertly building cities on Mars for years, but that has backfired and almost everyone there is dead. Giant space platform. Once California becomes a republic, science flourishes under the new leadership, and they launch a huge space city in orbit around Earth. By the year 2030, thousands will live there in an effort to make sure the human race survives. It is eventually decided to use the great power of the space city to stop the many wars that rage on Earth. The new government of America is still failing, and Europe is ruined. Peace comes to man finally, and everyone agrees to let the space city become the new government of Earth, for they have the technology to survive. No one argues because they have no choice. Contact with peaceful aliens. Around 2050, when man has survived and is rebuilding his society, we will make peaceful contact with other ETs like the Pleiadians. We will then be a planet of higher consciousness guided by spirit and love, and will continue our move into the new age. The old paradigms of military and politics are gone forever and only exist in the history books. Conclusion. I would remind you that these future visions are only my own and do not reflect the prophecy of the Pleiadians. All of these visions were seen by me and are more logical than they are prophetic. I would encourage you to practice the process that I use and connect yourself to the future and see for yourself. The future is only what we create it to be, so ask for enlightenment, and answer how you can contribute something useful to the transition our civilization is in. Prophecy and predictions. During the 3 years that Billy was in contact with the Pleiadians, they put him in touch with highly advanced beings of consciousness that transmitted to him prophecies about coming events on Earth. Some of the prophecies are from conversations, and some are received in symbol form through spiritual telepathy. Billy also created several predictions himself that are the result of his own calculations. The transmissions from ETs and higher spiritual levels have turned out to be more accurate. Billy received them in a spiritual language of symbols and then translated them into our language. Before going any further, let me explain something about prophecy and predictions that Billy taught me. There is a difference between a prediction, created through the use of numeric calculations, and a prophecy, which is a vision of the future created by one event leading to another that has originated from a certain point. Predictions of future events, which are computed with Kabbalistic calculations that lead to very exacting results. Correctly done predictions come to pass with absolute accuracy, for they are based on established fact and proceed to a certain effect that must take place. Prophecies are different, though, and are generally a warning function, only showing the end effect which will result from certain facts if no change was initiated in time. If there is no change, then the prophecy becomes a prediction and will surely come to pass. Prophecy is also variable according to the free will of man, and so consequently is not nearly as accurate as a prediction. Therefore, it is not certain that a prophesied event will take place, since it will always come out a little different because of the intervention of man. This means that prophecy only demonstrates one possibility, and generally is nothing more than a warning. When it comes to prophecy involving specific people, you must be very careful. Prophecies should never be clearly revealed to an individual because then they will make changes in their actions to avoid certain events, causing their evolution to be faulty. This means that a person's evolution must happen without any knowledge of prophetic events so that their evolution will run its course naturally. Also, certain events of a prophecy must be kept secret so as to not cause fear, hate, or disfavor, etc. Those who offer prophecy should be careful because their knowledge of events may be inaccurate, causing unnecessary fear and distress for the individual. In the case of prophecy for individuals, certain information within the prophecy should be vague, so the person receiving the prophetic information will have to struggle to understand it. Billy does not make any attempt to explain the prophecies in any more detail, for he believes only a person who can understand the truth himself when it is given to him in hidden form is able to bear and tolerate the consequences of the knowledge. Just as the stomach can only digest digestible foods, the human understanding can only take in and comprehend that which is digestible, otherwise, it is overpowered and becomes insane or delirious. Remember, the future is not fixed, but is only a projection from a fixed point. The purpose of future predictions is to warn us of the future we are causing to happen. It does not have to happen this way. Once we quit waiting for someone else to create our future for us, once we stop relying on a god, a myth, or some religious leader to save us and learn to take 100% responsibility for ourselves and our future, we can create the kind of peace we all want. It won't come any other way. We all have the ability to create our own future. Pleiadian prophecy. The following section is prophecy based on information given to Billy by the Pleiadians and other highly advanced spiritual beings for the people purchased by writing to Billy in Switzerland. President Reagan. The Pleiadians said that President Reagan would be the man who through his deeds will accomplish everything in a way that will cause the old prophecies of the Bible to come to pass, and bring us closer to the next war. He will be too aggressive and bent on solving everything through military force and rearmament. Remember, these forecasts were made and documented in 1975. President Clinton may well be the last president elected in our normal manner. The volcano Vesuvius. In Italy, the volcano Vesuvius will erupt. This event will be a signal that the Third World War is imminent and hard to avert. The eruption will be caused by all of the negative energy in Rome. Nowhere else on the planet is there as much negative and hostile energy as there is in the Vatican State. The Earth people should know that even though the papacy talks of peace, they have been the major cause of death and suffering on the planet for 2,000 years. Even though the volcano Vesuvius is closer to Naples, the main activity of the volcano is very deep under the city of Rome. The Antichrist already lives. Billy first reminded me that the prophecies of the Bible are like any other future vision and are not fixed events. Prophecy of the future can be changed and never actually happens exactly as it is predicted, so it is only a projection based on events that are happening at the time the prophecy is made. A prophecy is only a harbinger of things that could happen. It is meant to warn man, giving him the opportunity to do something to change the future so that the prophecy does not happen. This is why prophecies are usually always negative events. They are the ones that need to be changed in the case of the Antichrist. The problem is that man is doing nothing to control his future or change the events of the future, so the biblical prophecy still has a very high probability of happening. To begin with, the man who will be known as the Antichrist will be born to a devoted woman of God in an inconspicuous place around sunrise, during the seventh hour, and brought to the east where he is to nearly starve to death. He will be saved and taken in by an evil one who knows who he really is. He will come into his own personal power at the age of 11, and surround himself with like-minded people for the next 8 years. At first it will appear as if he is a follower of Jesus Christ, but he will soon place himself above God. His reign of terror will last for 27 years, at a loss of two-thirds of the life on our planet. During the 27 years of war, most of Europe will perish and many new diseases, caused by the decaying bodies, will flourish. We will see the end of the British Empire as we know it, and China will invade and take over India. As the Antichrist invades Italy, the Pope will go into hiding for years, and Christianity all but disappears. He will be the 266th Pope and will be the last one. The Antichrist will not be responsible for causing the war, but will be a spokesperson for an organization that is. All of the names he will be called and his organization will numerically be connected to the numbers of 666. Billy then closed his comments by telling me that the world organization that will be involved with the Antichrist has something to do with the initials WUV. This is not an acronym for the name of the organization, but it is something to do with it. I have never figured out what these initials mean. By the way, Billy also commented that the Antichrist is alive now. So our future is racing towards us and will probably occur just as the prophecies predict if we do not do something about it. Natural disasters. Volcanoes such as we have never seen, from the very core of the planet, will erupt and fill our atmosphere with smoke and debris, making it very difficult to live in many parts of the planet. Deep in the Peruvian jungles, giant warriors, who were the old enemies of the Incas, will appear from their hiding place, a deep tunnel in the earth. They have been living underground for thousands of years, but will surface and raid villages for food and then hide back in their underground tunnels. In Peru there will be a severe earthquake in Udine from deep within the earth's core. America and its islands are areas named as suffering from the great smoke from the planet's core. There will be great fires in Japan, Arabia, China, and India. The prophecies state that much of the earthquake activity is caused by our atomic explosions and the robbing of the planet of oil and gases. There are many of us who are aware of how we are ruining our planet and must make an even greater effort to motivate others to do their part to save our planet before it's too late. If we are to avert some of the planetary disasters, we must stop the underground testing and the robbing of our natural resources. Large tidal waves will sweep over the east coast of America and cause tremendous loss of life. The waves will continue across the Atlantic and roll over England, plunging deep into northern Europe before they stop. This is one of the main reasons Billy lives high up in the hills. The Great California Earthquake. Not all of the events of the future were predictions or prophecy. On March 18, 1978, Billy was brought aboard a Pleiadian beam ship by the base commander, Quetzal, for the purpose of fulfilling a request from Billy to see some events in the future. Quetzal had consented and arranged for a special beam ship that was capable of moving in time. The normal beam ships do not have this ability, so he had to obtain a suitable craft that was capable of taking Billy on this excursion. Once on board the beam ship, Billy asked Quetzal to take him into the future to see the next great earthquake in California. He had never before seen an event like this while it was happening, and was very anxious to watch. After setting some instruments, Quetzal informed him that they would leave immediately for a future time in California. The beam ship that they were in would be able to make the shift in time and put them in a position so that Billy could see the event take place. Quetzal warned, though, that they would only be able to stay in the future for about 30 minutes. He gave no explanation for this, and Billy didn't press for one since his interest in science was minimal. The Pleiadian craft left the Earth and instantaneously was high above the planet, leaving Earth looking as small as a basketball. Then, just as quickly as it had left, the craft zipped back down to the surface. As they raced back into the atmosphere, the spacecraft had moved several years into the future to a time around the end of the 20th century. It is not possible to know the exact date, and it would not make any difference anyway, because it would be inaccurate. The earthquake had been traced to a specific time through the use of what is called an event clock, a technology that follows the pattern of events to a certain point in time. If they returned here every day, the date of the earthquake would be slightly different each time. For the future is not a fixed thing, but merely a projection of events based on the present and affected by the free will of man. As the beam ship moved down close to the ground, it was explained that they were in California somewhere over the San Andreas fault line, and the earthquake would start in just a few minutes. They were about 180 miles south of San Francisco when the earthquake started. At first the ground started moving slightly, and then with a jolt, it seemed to split and break apart. There was a tremendous noise as the fault line looked like a snake writhing across the ground. The quake would be greater than any in current history and would take a great toll on California. To the south, the city of San Diego would suffer from flooding, but it would survive. On the other hand, San Francisco would be hardest hit, sustaining greater damage. The beam ship moved to a point southeast of San Francisco where the quake was still shaking the ground. Most of the city was on fire and covered with a blanket of smoke. The Golden Gate Bridge was broken in half and was lying in the water. The Transamerica building was the tallest building standing, and it was broken in half. Most of the city was in rubble, with a tremendous loss of life.